Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, what's up?
Yo!
Yes.
What's up? Yes.
All right, folks, let's keep moving. It's time for your Morning Dump Part 2.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump Part 2 brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Give them a call, 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, Valentine's Day is Sunday. People are going to be getting freaky dicky.
Anyway, going to be doing it? Is that what you're saying?
According to a new survey, 36% of Americans say they'll do, quote, increased or special sexual activity on Valentine's Day this year. 34% say they won't, and the rest aren't sure or didn't want to say. So 36% of Americans are going to be doing some other stuff that they don't normally do.
Which is quite interesting, because if I were to have guessed, I thought the complete opposite would have happened because of quarantine, already being together all of the time, most of the time, you know?
People are already doing freaky deaky stuff.
You would think.
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe. I'm sure there are people that have done some more exploratory stuff. Remember, I did that story like last week, like more people are getting it on during the work day, like in between their Zoom meetings and everything, because they're at home together. So, yeah, might as well. You know?
what's that noise?
It's the bed.
Oh, the bed. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're cleaning your ear or something. All right. Are you guys gonna be exploratory? You know, like, oh no, she's pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant. So
she's having a chat.
She's not as bendy as she used to be. So we'll probably keep it pretty missionary. We'll just do like the Mormons do.
Pretty missionary. Yeah. Right.
Actually, no, we can't even do that because she on her back is weird. So. I have to do it on.
So how was it the other night? Well, it was pretty missionary.
Pretty missionary. A lot of eye contact. A lot of weird eye contact.
This might be getting a little too personal. Is it weird having a baby? You know, like it's like right there. You know,
it's not quite right there. It's actually
right there.
I appreciate the vote of confidence how big my donger is, but trust me, there's plenty of room in there. No, not really. I mean,
plenty of room.
It's a different part of the female anatomy, Hunter. It's up in the uterus. It's not, you know, do I have to give you a birds and the bees lesson here, how exactly this works? It's in the
comes
tummy,
out of the belly
right?
Button,
it's in
it?
The tummy. Yeah, it's out of the belly button. No, it's not. It's not really weird, you know? I mean, it is different, you know, but.
Yeah. Like, do you guys have to talk about it beforehand? Like, yeah, this is going to be.
No, it's more the positioning. It's got to be, God, if Kiki's listening around, she's probably just fuming. Like, what? Stop talking about it.
About this.
Yeah. No, you definitely got to change your angles, for sure. Because, I mean, there's certain things, you know, that you can't do. So.
Yeah. Poor kid.
Boobs are bigger, though. That's cool. Got that going for me, which is
it's
nice.
It's a plus.
Yeah, that's a big plus. Big plus, so. Okay. Huh. Should we do another story? Should we just end on this?
Do another story.
Now that I've just any chance of me getting late on Valentine's Day is gone.
Just in case she's listening, we need to get her to laugh again. So maybe do another story.
Okay, that's fine. We can barely get people to laugh with one. I mean, you want me to do another one? Cripes. All right, well, let's do this. Okay. Scientists confirmed the orbit of the most distant object in the solar system, and it's got a great name. It's called Far, Far Out. Far, Far Out.
What?
They named it because before they discovered it, they found another rock floating out there and named that Far Out. So they found the most distant object in our solar system, and they named it Far, Far Out because they already thought they found it something, and they named it Far Out, so they had to say it's Far, Far Out.
Yeah. Far Out, doubled, squared.
Yeah.
You know, they got all these crazy scientific names, you know, Orpheus 1056.
Yeah.
You know, and then they got Far Out.
Yeah, it's that one stoner scientist like... Why don't we just call it Far Out, man?
It's Far Out, man. It really is, though.
You know, man, because it's like Far Out, man. It's Far Out. Far Out, man. Yeah, man. Here's the thing. Where's our line, though? How do we know what the end of our solar system is?
As far as it was what light has reached us, Brock. So there,
I'm not going to believe anything you say on this subject right now.
I know.
But no, but well, like, what's the
end? It's infinite. The end of our universe is to what light has hit Earth so far, if you can understand that. So it's infinite, but we can only see far because...
So the most distant object in our solar system, right, which is the Milky Way. Isn't that our solar system?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that our galaxy? I don't know. God, space hurts my brain, dude.
Solar system, universe is as far as we can see. That's as far as we know.
Yeah.
The vast of the universe. Our solar system's in the universe. Spinning around, man. It's crazy.
It's far out, man. It's far out, dude. Bro, it's planets, man. Whoa. All right. Whoa. This was a weird morning dump part two. It really was.
It was.
Okay. Well, as always, it's brought to you by Pump That Septic, and we'll be back.